Brendan awakes refreshed from his nap on the synthetic meat plant couch. It gives a deep shuddering sigh as he gets up and readies himself for the festivities outside and on the lower floor. The festivities seem to have taken a rather feverish cast since he's last been outside of his room. One of the first things he sees is a girl in a green dress bending over to vomit in the hall, one breast flopping out of her green dress as she heaves. There's screams, shrieks, and laughter, the sound of running feet from around the hall, but he sees no runners when he rounds the corner. Now he's down into the convention space where people are reeling drunk. Live bands are playing. A live band is playing. Jugglers with weapons. Jugglers with kittens. He notices a man dressed as a monk pickpocketing a couple as they are talking to a man in a bowler hat. The smell of spray-on Amanita muscaria extract is heavy in the air. Mr. Simpson gets a bottle of wine from the bar. Everything's free, all part of the expenses of being one of the VIP. He decides to flee the scene and go up to the second floor and catch one of the speeches being given. Flee from this madness. A glass hurls by his head and smashes against the wall, and he hears a deep, dark, chortling laughter as he loses himself in the crowd, jostled by drunken staggerers. One man goes by holding his bloody nose, a font of blood dripping down his shirt. Upstairs, Jasper Wilkes is giving an elegant and calm speech to four listeners who are taking notes. Brendan takes a seat and breaks into the wine using his wine opener key holder. Wilkes gives a long, dry, and only partially interesting speech on his bowling career and the fine and not so fine points of his career. He doesn't hardly even touch on bowl betterology, however, and that's kind of disappointing, actually. The fact that this is a masquerade, a mosque bowling convention, makes it convenient for OFTL agents to smuggle a few horrible beasts and terrible monsters onto the grounds. Things that normally wouldn't get in the door are waved inside by security guards who just love the outfits. But they're not outfits.